You're all bundled up for the cold.
Yes, and you guys are warm in here.
Well, just give it 5 minutes.
Yeah, if you don't like it, it'll definitely change.
We'll change.
Yes, it will.
Unfortunately.
Hi, Alicia. I'm Tom.
From Massachusetts.
That's me.
That's
yes.
him. That's Robbie.
Hi, fellow Massachusetts.
Robbie?
Where are
Alicia.
You from? And I'm Tom. Where are you from in Massachusetts?
Worcester. Worcester.
I used to do lots of business with the Worcester Insurance Company.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. For many years, but not in a long time.
Yeah. That's where I'm originally from. I lived in L.A. for 25 years, so I moved there when I was a teenager. And now I live in Nashville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is your performance at the Town Crier
tonight? Yes.
We just had the mayor of Beacon in with us for 45 minutes this morning.
Oh.
You know, he was in here and we, you know, we were able to talk about you being there tonight and we talked about the Town Crier, which is a great, you know, entertainment venue in Beacon, and it used to be out in Pauling. And back years earlier, when I first knew of them, they were in the little hamlet of Beekman in a little old building that probably may have even dated back close to colonial time.
Oh.
So a real interesting history of that organization, but their ability to bring talent to the area.
That's really cool. This is my first time in Beacon, let alone at the Town Crier, so it's all new to me. We rolled in late last night.
Uh-huh. So you'll have an opportunity to, you know, maybe see some of the city of Beacon before you perform this evening?
That's my plan. I have heard from a friend of mine who used to live in Danbury, Connecticut, that there's some of the best vintage shopping, and there's a well-known arts collective that we're going to go visit.
Yeah, it's a beautiful culture down in downtown Beacon. And if you're into coffee, there is a like a cat cafe where you can buy a latte and also pet some cats at the same time.
Well, that sounds like a winning combination. My dog Ernest is with me, so he might feel differently about the cats.
He might get jealous.
But, I mean, if there's coffee,
yes.
I'm there.
So you were just in Maine the past couple of days. You've been embarking on this Christmas tour for a good month now. So what encourages you to not just be in Christmas movies, but now touring across the country celebrating Christmas?
I truly do love Christmas. And I play music anyway. Of course, this is my seventh album that I've put out, this Christmas album. I've been releasing music for 16 years. And I, as you mentioned, I've been in a number of Christmas movies over the years. Many of them contained my original songs, some of which I wrote specifically for the movies. So it seemed to be the natural next step to make a full-length Christmas record. At this point, I know so many of who I consider to be the best musicians in the world who live in Nashville. And same goes for engineers and mixers. And I got to record this at the Sound Emporium with some of my friends. We recorded all 12 tracks live. And I also produced this myself, which marked the first time I've solo produced a full-length record. So I got to really turn my love of Christmas into the music full-time here.
Alicia, we'll go to a break here in a second, and I think you're going to be spending time with us after 8:30 break.
Yeah.
And you said something very interesting that fits with something I've spoken about often, and that's the ecosystem that exists around what we do, whether it's manufacturing or something. What you said about you have that ecosystem of the sound people and the studios and all, it's how we all work together.
That's exactly right. And making music is a demonstration of how we have to work together to create something that hopefully will be magical.
Yes.
I mean, Christmas
can't
music
do it
will
alone.
Definitely do that. Yeah.
Yeah. If we do it right, it will.
So it's we're closing in on 8:30 already. Alicia in studio with us. And we have a clip of one of your songs. I understand you're going to spend Christmas with me.
Yes, I would love to spend Christmas with you.
Okay. So how about we return with hearing some of that?
Sounds good to me. Thank
Back
you.
In a minute on Hudson Valley Focus Live on The Beacon. Alicia Witt, performer in studio with us. Back in a minute.
So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
On a 8:35 Hudson Valley Focus Live here on the Beacon. Alicia Witt in studio. Do you want to cue up that? There we go.
It makes no sense. I haven't even been invited. But then again, somehow I'm feeling so excited. There's no. It's weird, but still it's true. Think I'm spending Christmas with you. I'm
sitting alone. Beautiful, beautiful voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I didn't ask you to do it live here. I figured we had it all queued up here.
Well, and it is bright and early, and with the performance tonight, I'm happy to hear it on the radio rather than... But I can sing a little bit in person.
Oh, whenever you feel like it.
I think I'm spending Christmas with you.
Perfect. Perfect. So you have had a long career. How do I say this? I mean, keeping yourself relevant and changing and growing. And what we talked about, though, with you being in the Nashville area and the ecosystem of people around you who can produce and record, and all of that feeds back into your creativity, your innovation, your inspiration, brings a whole new energy to it.
Completely. I was still living in L.A., where I lived for 25 years, when I started taking my songwriter side of my music seriously, and it was just a matter of something that had been inside of me for a long time, and I got brave enough to start sharing the songs I was writing in public and start to record them and write consistently. But it was in around 2012 that I started spending a lot of time in Nashville, and from the first day I spent there, I knew that the inspiration there was unparalleled to anywhere I'd been. Even if I was writing by myself, you're just surrounded by not only the people who live there right now, who are creating at all moments, but all of the spirits of those who have been there for generations. Doing co-writes in Nashville is unlike anything else. You can write an entire song in an hour and a half there. And that's what many Nashville songwriters are used to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the same is true when you go into the studio to record. It's just such an intuitive sort of inspiration that you're surrounded with. And when I worked on the show Nashville in 2016, I got to sing as well as obviously act on it. And spending 3 months straight there, I realized I didn't want to live anywhere else. It just made sense for me to move.
Right. Well, I think writing, where you are writing and making music is so important because it does bleed into your music. And we're talking about how lovely of a LA story you have because there's so many nightmare LA stories. Can you kind of talk more about how you were 14, you were in Worcester, Massachusetts, and you just were gravitated to the West Coast?
Yes. Well, I had made Dune, David Lynch's original Dune, in 1983 is when we filmed it. So I was 7 years old. And I had a feeling from the moment I set foot on that stage that I had found something I was going to spend the rest of my life doing if I was lucky. It felt like my destiny. And then from that moment on, I started begging my parents to let me move to L.A., and they weren't keen on that when I was that little, but as I got older, the yearning just became more and more strong. I was still playing piano, and I was competing as a classical pianist from Massachusetts. I did that very seriously until I was about 14, but during that time, I made a few trips back and forth to L.A. I got an agent. I started auditioning from New York City, And at 14, I did spend 6 months in LA and got a few more roles, including Twin Peaks, David Lynch's Twin Peaks. He wrote a part in it for me, which helped so much. And yeah, by the time I was 16, I moved permanently to LA. I just knew that the rest of my opportunities, if I was going to be fortunate enough to make a living as an actor, I would have to live in LA. I couldn't do it from Worcester, Massachusetts.
Sure. I've been chomping at the bit to ask you this question.
Yes.
You are such a cheery person. You're such a lovely voice. Oh. How did you deliver such a terrifying performance in Long Legs? I love that movie so much.
Thank you very much.
Like, how is that possible? Like, you're such a like a lovely person. How were you so terrifying in that movie?
I'll tell you what, I still have not seen it, and I don't intend to, because I was aware as I was filming that something very other than me was coming out through me, and I didn't want to see it.
Wow.
It felt deeply genetic, weirdly, like some entity that had something to do with my history was coming out. I felt like my very body wasn't my own. My voice wasn't my own, my gestures. And when I've played roles that are like that, I've played a few very dark roles like Ruth in Long Legs before, nothing that was seen on the level that Long Legs was. And I also haven't watched those. But at this point in my life, I know how to kind of karmically protect myself when I go into a role like that, mm-hmm. to where I find it, I find it cathartic and actually quite fun to realize I can do that. But then I can also leave it all behind on the set. I wasn't living with Ruth. You couldn't live with Ruth.
No, I mean, first off, everything you're saying absolutely translated on screen. And so like you have to kind of leave that character behind and like, I mean, Christmas music will definitely help you return back to who you are.
That's right.
And it's great to kind of leave the character as she is and return back to who you are as Alicia Witt.
Yes.
So that's hugely important.
Thank you. I feel compelled to share at this moment as well that somebody I was dating earlier this year watched Long Legs, and I expected him to be quite terrified afterwards. And he sent me a snapshot of the scariest moment of Ruth in the finale. And he said, "Oh, I recognize this face. It's you before you've had your coffee in the morning."
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe that was the inspiration.
So, question for you. We only have a couple more minutes with you. To put all of this behind, what interests you? Or maybe you don't have any leisure time with your travels and all.
I do, but also, I love what I do. Mm-hmm. And, for example, I was just working on a movie for 6 weeks in Toronto. And while I was working on the movie, fragments of songs are constantly coming in. So instead of sitting on the set, like playing a game on my phone, I'm often writing lyrics on my phone. And I find that relaxing. And the same is true if I'm on tour, I'll get perhaps an audition for a movie, and I can turn on that side of my brain or read a script that might be offered and kind of disappear into that. But I love reading. I love hanging out, watching movies. I love spending time with my friends. And on this tour, I'm traveling with a dear, dear friend of mine, Alice Wallace, who lives in Nashville as well. She's opening for me at a number of these shows, but we also get all this quality time in the car. We've been listening to the podcast, The Telepathy Tapes, as we drive, and singing and sharing stories, discovering the food of all the cuisines. We're both vegan as well. Mm-hmm. So we have the luxury of when we get takeout, we don't have to say, "Hey, which one's the vegan one again?"
Right.
We just get everything. It's been a blast. So
your show is 8 p.m. tonight.
Yeah.
Town Crier right here on Main Street in Beacon.
Yes.
And you know, I really appreciate you being in with us here this morning. I know you've got some other folks to be seeing here at the studios this morning.
Yes.
So probably we should, you know, wish you well at this point in time and safe travels in your journey. And truly, I mean, absolutely beautiful.
Yes, best
voice.
Of luck tonight. And it's been such an honor and pleasure having you here on the studio.
It's been a joy being here. I can't wait to play at the Town Crier tonight.
Exactly. And Robbie, cue that song back up of you and we'll go out with it there, please.
But I can feel your hand in mine, I'm happy to hold. At last we found our perfect timing. And if I had a crystal ball to watch the future pieces fall like that, we get to see.